Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, I feel like we should hand out some diplomas or something after we listen to that song.
And I'm confused. It's July, right?
I know, but hey, look.
It's there's a reason.
End of July. You know, we've got some college grads that are going to be walking the walk during August.
Graduation.
We've had a bunch of folks, high school and college, that have walked the walk earlier in May and June, those types of things. So a lot of grads, though, they're walking down the aisle, they're getting the paper, and they're going back home.
It's true. I was one of those.
Yeah, I did the same thing when I graduated from college.
Yes.
Forbes says that 50% of college graduates are moving back home.
So you and I both fall into that percentage.
We both fall into that percentage.
Yeah. Because I mean, it's a long time ago.
We went back home with our parents for a while after we graduated college. And these days, a lot of high school graduates, they're not leaving home. Yeah. And some of them are enrolled in a local secondary school. Because, you know, we've got a lot of programs in Tennessee where you can go to a college for 2 years for free.
For free, absolutely.
And they're living at home and doing that. And then we've got others who are just working after graduation.
Saving some money.
Saving money, living at home, trying to figure out what's next.
Right.
So, what does that lead us to?
What are we going to do with these people that are still at home? No.
Well, you know, like, when we left and came back, our parents had gotten used to, like, not having us.
And I was on the five-year plan, so I've been out for 5 years, you know. And, you know, my parents always said, you can come back if you need, you know. I didn't have a job.
Right.
So I couldn't just up and sign a new lease.
But do you
apartment.
Think it was an adjustment to them?
Oh, 100%.
Having a 20, early 20-something in the house. I know it was an adjustment for my parents.
Yes.
And I'm kind of on the other end of the spectrum. So we have a high school graduate who is living in our house that did not leave.
Right.
He's still a resident at home. So he
works
is an adult. Works full time. He is legally an adult.
Yes.
But we're all coexisting. So today we've kind of got some things that need to be discussed and kind of worked through.
Absolutely.
If you find yourself on either side of either of these situations.
And a lot of this is going to be, like, it's going to depend on each individual household.
Exactly.
You know, each person's situation. Like I said, when I moved back home, I didn't have a job yet. So I really couldn't contribute.
You just freeload. You had nothing.
I was actively looking.
You had nothing.
Actually, what I did, I went back to my part-time high school job and was filling in as a substitute at a daycare.
Mm-hmm.
But that still wasn't enough to get an apartment or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but I was trying to do something.
Mm-hmm. So money needs to be discussed.
That's where I'm headed with this.
Money.
Yes.
You had none.
Right.
Exactly. You had very little.
Very little.
Very little money. So money needs to be discussed. If you're coming back home after college graduation, or if you're staying home after high school graduation, we need to figure out, is money going to be exchanged? Or are you going to be allowed to save all of your money towards your future venture?
I will say, when I did get a job while I lived at home, and I picked up stuff. I mean, if I wanted something from the grocery, I would go buy some groceries, you know. I was never charged rent, per se, or whatever, but I did. When I got my full-time job, I got my phone bill went in my name, my car. I got a car payment in my name. So I did take maybe some burden off of my parents and picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, like I said, as I saw where, you know, we were running low on milk or whatever, I would just stop and get things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know that we sat down and said, hey, you need to go get groceries, but I just wanted to contribute.
Well, that's wonderful. And I mean, everybody doesn't want to contribute. There are some that are comfortable not contributing.
Sure.
And that's what makes the conversation a little bit harder to have in those situations.
Right.
And those may be the cases where the parents want to sit down and say, hey, we're going to start encouraging you to pay X amount of dollars per month or per week. And we will pick up what needs to be picked up because you're an extra person drinking milk and an extra person using water and an extra person washing clothes with the laundry detergent and all that kind of little stuff adds up. And so it may just be that this person says, hey, I don't know what you need when you need it. It's more comfortable for me to just give you X amount of dollars.
Sure.
And you get it.
Right. And I think that is definitely a conversation that can be easily had.
Yes.
You know? And it should happen at some point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think, too, and also, I mean, it kind of depends, too, on, like, I was gone for 5 years and came back. Whereas in your situation, he's never left.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to change course, because it's always been this
some
way.
Things though, yeah. Because he became a full-time employee,
right?
And so we had to sit down and figure out what worked for our household for him to financially contribute.
Absolutely.
Because he's, you know, he always worked since he's been old enough. He did not have to contribute to anything when he was still in school.
Absolutely.
And when he was underage. Yeah. But now at 21 years old, mm-hmm. you know, there are responsibilities that he has that are training him for the next step.
No, I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's a lot cheaper.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
He wouldn't be able to rent anywhere for anything.
No, I think that whole, it boils down to teaching responsibility mm-hmm. for sure. And that goes along with too, like, pitching in and cleaning when needed around the house. You know, you are not a child anymore. You're still my kid, but you're a grown person mm-hmm. now. So I need you to be respectful of keeping things picked up and cleaning, and don't leave your clothes on the floor anymore. And you can do some laundry, you know. So I think that is, would need to be discussed, you know. You can stay here. You're welcome here, but we do need your help around. Maybe help mow the yard, you know, just do some things.
Yeah, one of the things that, and when I was researching this topic too, one of the things mentioned was this person that's been gone for a while and comes back, they're used to having their own living space. So when you came back, or when I came back, we had our own dorm rooms and then apartments, and
yeah,
we were used to keeping things. Yeah, we were used to keeping things a certain way. So when your adult child moves back in, you really can't expect them to keep their bedroom spick and span. You have to create boundaries. Basically, like, we're not going to keep any food in here, or food trash, because of course that could lead to pests and things like that. But maybe they keep their clothes, like, thrown across the chair, or they don't always make their bed up. They'll just kind of throw the cover over it or something. Should you get bent out of shape about things like that if they follow your boundary about the food trash?
Not for me, because those were the same expectations when they lived there at 16, mm-hmm. 10. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just general cleanliness. It's, we take care of where we live.
Mm-hmm.
So those rules were there when they were mm-hmm. kids. Not mm-hmm. they're not new since they're 22.
But that's their space,
right,
to kind of do their thing. It may not be as tidy as you would prefer it to be.
Yeah.
But it has to be clean.
Yeah, as long as it's clean, I think we'd be good.
Okay. What about your social life? Because those that have been out and about, or those that are now coming of age, like our son, you know, he hasn't been out and about, but he has come of age.
Right.
And he shouldn't have the same social life necessarily that he had when he was 16, 17.
Yeah.
Now that he's 21. How's that handled? How do you figure out how late they're going to stay out?
I just know, this was 20-plus years ago, but I remember my parents saying, we're not going to give a 22 or 23-year-old a curfew,
mm-hmm.
you know, but just be respectful of us. Like, we still have to get up every day and go to work.
Right.
We don't care if you're out, but just be respectful of us, you know. So I did that,
mm-hmm.
you know. I had to, when I got a job, I had to get up and go to work too. But on the weekends, I would want to hang out with my friends, and we would go and do. But they just always asked that no matter what, I was still respectful of them and their home, you know, and as long as I could do that, there would be, you know, would be good. And it worked.
And then you got to talk about things like, okay, when are you expected to call home? So if you are out with your friends and you decide, you know what, we're just going to stay where we are for the night, or we're going to take a trip to Memphis that we weren't planning on taking, or somewhere that's just not a long drive, but you're not coming home.
Yeah, you need to let the person know that.
Yeah.
My mom and dad would not have cared. If I'm 22 and I'm like, hey, we're going to head to Beale Street, we got an apartment, or we got a room, mm-hmm. great, thank you for letting me know. Because mm-hmm. I don't want to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you're not here.
Right.
So, yes, of course. If I'm not coming home,
yeah,
I would expect that the adult child mm-hmm. let me know, hey, I'm going with my friends to Memphis this weekend.
Yeah, and I may not be crazy about whatever your plans are, but you're an adult. I just need communication from you about what's going on.
Yeah.
So Exactly.
I don't think that's asking at all anything.
What else do we need to talk about?
You know, maybe you're dating somebody, you know. So when they come hang out with you, they're coming hang out with you at mom and dad's, not, you know, your apartment with your best friends.
Look, I've learned really quickly when they are dating someone and that someone is going to be hanging out at the house, they want you to say a brief hello and disappear. Yeah. It's not
See, you're
like,
living this.
It's not like we're hanging out with you and your guest. They want you to speak and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. And so I think that goes back to communication. Maybe they'll want to reserve the living room or reserve an area for them and their company so that they can watch TV or watch a movie or have a conversation or whatever they want to do kind of without the rest of the family lurking the
Everybody
whole time.
Just staring at them.
Yeah, no. They're going to want that time.
And I think that is totally respectable.
Yes,
it is. It comes back to what you said, just communicating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, giving them a little heads up.
Yeah.
Not somebody will be here in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know, when you think about food, too, because, you know, before I moved back, it was just mom and dad. Because we did a double whammy. Me and my sister both moved back at the same time.
My.
So they had been without both kids, you know, so that mom was cooking for two. And then all of a sudden, oh we're all back together. You know, I do feel like, hey, I'm going to grab dinner with some friends after work. So don't cook for me. Again, it comes back to just respect that this is our house.
Yeah.
You know, I will cook for you. You can eat whatever's here. But if you're not coming home, just let me know. And
I won't cook as much.
Right.
I may not cook at all.
Yeah. Or, hey, if your friends are coming here and you want me to do something, give me a heads up. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just think it comes back to communicating what you're doing. It's just respect. It's a respect issue for me.
It does. And I mean, it's the same way. I mean, respect is the key. And I mean, if you're not coming home, let someone know. And you know, it's going to be different in every household. It could be that there's a standing meal appointment. And if there's something different, let them know. Or it could be there's a non-meal appointment. Like you don't expect your children to be home at mealtime.
And that's going to depend on what works for your family.
And I guess that's more where we are. You know, he may be home at mealtime. But probably not. But he might. So you just never know.
Right.
What about sleep? Because I need quiet hours. And I know that young 20-somethings, they do some of their best work and partying and TV watching and phone conversations at night.
Yeah. Again, it's going to come down to communicating. Because, hey, this is what we got going on. I don't care if you're up and in here, but just keep it to a level that's respectful for the rest of the house.
Yeah. And if you have that conversation ahead of time, you won't be in the bedroom screaming, shut up.
Right.
I'm trying to sleep. I got to go to work. That whole type of thing.
Right. So, I just think it's all communication. And like we said from the very beginning of this conversation, we want them to be able to stay home or, you know, if that's what they need at that point in their life, of course they need to be welcome. But we're dealing adult to adult, not adult, you know, parent to little child anymore.
Yes, and that is so difficult.
It is.
And, you know, we have to avoid being overly involved in their lives because we got to remember, they've been living a life, but, you know, mail comes in, we're curious about, or we hear them in a phone conversation, we're curious about what they're talking about or who they're talking to or just all these little things. And you realize if they've been going to college for 4 or 5 years, they've had a lot of phone conversations that you didn't hear.
People you don't even know.
Right.
And may never know.
And that's scary when they meet people you don't know.
Also, your life may look different.
Yeah.
You know, like we had to realize mom and dad are, you know, they're getting close to retirement and they're doing new things.
They got places to go.
Yeah.
Like, they're not sitting there waiting.
They don't want to sit home and cook dinner every night.
Right.
Like, so it's a transition for everybody.
It is.
You know, so yeah, you want to give people their space and their room. Don't, you know, like, I know now when I get home after work, hey, tell me about your day at school. Do you have blah, blah, blah? Like, they may not want to tell you what happened at work every day they get home. Do I want to talk about work when I get home? Not every day.
No. Loser. So, how was work today? It was good.
What does that mean? Yes.
But you're right. I don't want to recap everything that happened necessarily. No. So
it's also the time of life where, you know, your son is 21. People are moving back in after college. They're in their early 20s. To start helping them become even more independent by letting them, hey, you know, you need to start making your yearly doctor appointments. Have you met with the bank? Have you opened a savings account when you get a job? Because you don't need to be walking around with all that money in your book, you know, because these kids, they like to have cash. Or, hey, you got this card. Are you keeping up with it? Yeah. You know, you want to take off this week? You need to make sure that you've cleared that with your employer. You know, it's different conversations and encouraging them to launch.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to hold them in because we want to take care of them and protect them, and we don't want them to mess up and make a mistake. But we got to remember we messed up and made mistakes. Right.
And we want them to launch and be successful.
Right. Right. So, we do. We do.
You know, we want them to do well. If they're studying, if they're working, if they're trying to figure it out, we just want to be a support system the best we can. And that's going to, you know, take conversation within the family. So, and nobody knows how long this phase is going to last. You know, mine lasted longer than I thought it
would.
Don't
tell me that.
But remember, you need to still make time for family time. You know,
you do. You might have to schedule it now. Like when your kids are at home, you can just come home on a random Thursday and say, you know, I think we'll do something fun tonight. And everybody's available.
Right.
But that might not be the case now. They may have other plans. So you may say, what are you doing Thursday?
Yeah.
What are you doing Friday? Why don't we do X, Y, Z?
There you go.
Have to make an appointment with your kid. Times change, but I think that the generations can coexist under one roof.
We made it.
And I think that so many are making it. Forbes says that 50% of college grads, they're moving back. And so there's going to be a lot of communication going on so that these people can get along. So thank you guys for tuning in today. In the words of Bob Marley, I wonder, did he ever have children that left and came back? I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know either. But he would still want us to live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Take care.